Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The word of God for our meditation today is recorded in John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6, and I will be reading from the NIV 84 translation. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed, trust in me. Those were the words sung by the snake Ka to Mowgli in the movie The Jungle Book. If the soothing voice of the snake repeatedly singing, trust in me, had not been interrupted, the young boy would have become the main course of the snake's next meal. That scene brings to mind another serpent whose song planted seeds in Eve's ear in the Garden of Eden. Those seeds continue to be planted by that old snake in the grass and continue to bear fruit. As a result, no human being is completely trustworthy. We hear claims and promises made by doctors, lawyers, used car salesmen, insurance agents, and even pastors. Trust me, I know what I'm doing. And yet, what do we see? A friend who says, just trust me, is usually going to get you into trouble of some kind. A spouse who promises to love, honor, and cherish, and be faithful has lapses. Even parents who promise that they won't let anything happen to their children don't always come through. So whom can you trust? Our text points us to the only one who can always be trusted. In the upper room, on the night before his crucifixion, Jesus reassured the disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me." How reassuring these words were at a difficult time. The disciples' hearts were indeed troubled. They were frightened and disturbed by Jesus' announcement that he would soon be leaving them. They were shaken by Jesus' prediction that one of them would betray him. To them, the future looked bleak. Where was Jesus leading them? Was Jesus doing the right thing? How was this all going to end? In disaster for him and them? Like the disciples, that dark and sorrowful night, there have been, or someday will be, moments when each of us wonders, is Jesus leading me in the right direction? Does Jesus know what he is doing? In these moments, our Savior still speaks to our troubled hearts. Trust in me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Trust in me. I am the way. Have you ever been lost? Not just the walk out of the shopping mall into the parking lot and can't spot your car kind of lost, but just can't get where you want to go no matter how hard you try kind of lost. Maybe that happened to you when you were quite young and somehow got separated from your parents. Perhaps it happened to you recently when you were traveling in a strange place. It's not a good feeling, is it? No one likes to feel helpless. And have you noticed? People who are lost are pretty easy to spot. By nature, each of us is lost, though we hate to admit it and are often too proud to stop and ask for directions. We are hopelessly lost. As the prophet Isaiah puts it, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. The evidence that we are lost and have become separated from God can be seen in our thoughts, words, and actions. As Jesus describes, out of the heart of man come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. It gets worse. No matter how hard we try, we can't find our way into God's graces on our own. We can't even make one right turn onto the path that leads to God. As Isaiah describes, all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. But God's grace has changed all that. God sent his Son to seek and to save that which was lost. God's grace in Christ has found us. God's grace has shown us the way. Through the Holy Spirit's gift of faith, worked by the Word, we are on the way that leads to life. God's grace has made us children of God, and now we have become heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ through the Holy Spirit's gift of faith in Jesus. That's the truth. However, the serpent Satan continues to mislead people. He tempts us to break the first commandment and put our trust in false gods. And these false gods do not usually take the form of some stone or wooden idol, but appear in the form of money, possessions, or any form of putting yourself, your needs, your wants, your pleasures above doing God's will. Satan prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He uses subtle words to try to snatch the word of God away from believers. Do this, and you'll be like God. Did God really say you aren't to do this or that? But Jesus is the truth. He came to tell us the truth about ourselves and about God. He came to show us our sins and our need for salvation. He came to tell us that no one can come to the Father in heaven except through him. He came to tell us that he has prepared a place in heaven for us. He came to tell us that if we believe in him, we believe in the Father. He came to bring us God's word, God's truth. As he prayed in his high priestly prayer, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. And Jesus' truth comforts us in our sorrows, guides us in our fears, and assures us that he is the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. There is no other way, no other truth, nothing we or anyone else can do to get a soul out of hell and into heaven, out of the grip of death and into life. That can only be done by Christ, who has conquered sin and the grave. There is only one true and living God, the triune God, the God of our salvation. Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven, the only way to life, eternal life. He says, I am the life. Jesus is the one who gave us our physical life. He is the Word by whom all things were made. God created humanity by his word to live in his presence forever. However, our first parents forfeited this gift of life forever in paradise by listening to Satan's lies and falling into sin. As a result of this fall, each of us by nature is dead in trespasses and sins. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. By his sacrificial death, Jesus took away our deserved punishment of death. And by his rising to life, he has destroyed the power of death and now sets us free to live. Jesus promises, because I live, you will live also. How does this gift of eternal life become ours? By trust in Jesus. For whoever believes in him has everlasting life. All will die, but Jesus has earned salvation for all and offers us life eternal. As he told the sorrowing sisters, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, even though he dies, will live. And he who lives and believes in me shall never die. Trusting in Jesus, our Savior, then we know the way and we have the life. And we are certain that we will be gathered into the mansions of glory to enjoy eternal life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And he says to us, you trust in God, trust also in me. It's not that we are so trusting, but that he is fully trustworthy. Where shall we find confidence for our future? In his cross, his empty grave. Through the gospel, God has given us a place in his kingdom of grace and glory. So when Jesus tells us that our sins are forgiven, they are. And when he tells us that we will rise just as he rose, we will. Trust in God. Trust also in me. We need regular encouragement to trust in Jesus because we struggle in this world of sin, pain, sorrow, and death. The gospel soothes our fearful, doubting, and weary hearts with the assurances of God's love. Trust God. Trust Jesus. Trust his word. Amen.